you down here.
Well, you're very nice. We're going along all right, I think. You're doing well in Florida. I was down there over the weekend.
Our popularity jumped up a gallop 4 points this month.
That's wonderful.
It's now 78, jumped from 74.
I had a nice visit with Jack Knight. Yesterday, Sunday, we played golf. Spent the day together. And he said people kept saying, everybody wants to like Johnson. And I do too, he said, but these extreme things. So he, I said, what extreme? The extreme things. So he talked a little bit about civil rights. But I said, well, he's got a problem there, Jack. He just, you know, he's inherited this problem. He wouldn't be any more extreme than anybody else. Any Republican you get is going to be just that extreme. And by the way, I tend to be for him, so on. Which was good, because he's got, you know, that Akron paper plus the Detroit Free Press plus the Miami Herald and the Charlotte News and Observer. But I'm sure he's going to be for you.
I need to get Paul Rogers and Bennett to vote for my farm bill. It's going to be awfully close, and 2 or 3 votes may make the difference.
Well, I think we can get him. I think we can get Rogers, and I don't know about Bennett.
I've been awful good to Rogers and awfully nice to him. I don't know why he didn't help me. And I thought Bennett, didn't we go to his district?
Yeah. Well, that was actually Billy Matthews' district, but Bennett was as much in favor of the Cross-State Canal as anybody could have. That was sort of his original baby. So,
and how's the best way to get him?
Well, I think the best way to get him is... best way to get... I'm just thinking out loud. Of course, the trouble about Bennett is that if you talk with him, he'll tell it all over the place. And if he doesn't vote with you, he's sort of a Paul Douglas type fellow. He's a little dangerous. I think Paul Rogers is fine if you can talk with him. I'll talk with him if you want. Close friends. And I don't think it means too much to Paul anyway. Paul, frankly, his opponent sort of dropped out of the race against him, so he's in good shape. But I can talk to them first, and then if you'd like,
if you don't mind, survey them out and tell them that this means more to me than any vote they're going to have this year. I've got to do something for the Midwest and for the farmers and for the textile people and for the Southerners and old man Jordan and the rest of them, and it all goes down the drain. The Japs continue to buy cotton at 8.5 cents a pound less than our mills can buy it. And every man from Georgia and every man from North Carolina, and every man from South Carolina, and all but 2 from Texas, and I've got them pairing, I think.
Yeah.
All of them are going down the line, and I need those 2 from Florida awful bad. And tell him that I'll reciprocate it.
All right. I'll sure do it.
And if he wants me to call him, but you'll get me to call him, but just tell him you heard the leadership this morning.
Right.
Say that this just means everything to him, and if he just won't give you a firm commitment, see if he won't give us a pair.
All right.
Those 2.
All right.
They're going to pick up food stamp. I imagine they'll be for that at noon. And then they're going to go to wheat cotton. So it's awfully important, those 2.
All right. I'll get a hold of them right away.
And if they have any trouble, I'll get Mike Kerwin to give them some help.
Okay.
He's out here now, and I've got him on the list. But I've just got about 6 that I'm going to ask him. Ask Mike Kerwin to talk to Rogers and Bennett, Thien and Roush of Indiana and Denton and Thompson, Louisiana.
Yeah. Well, Mike could do good with Bennett, I would think.
Well?
Probably better with Bennett than Rogers, but I think Rogers will be responsive to you and me, so I'll call him and then...
I'll help Rogers on something if he wants me to, if he'll help me, but I've got to pass this farm bill and I've got 200 votes for it.
Right.
But I need 220.
All right.
Okay. Will you call me back or call Walter?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.